Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Valerie Burrell, along with my husband, Benny, here, just grateful to God for all of you who are tuning in this week for an Anointed Kingdom Dialogue. We are so excited this week. We have with us Prophet Veronica Williams. I call her Apostle because that's who she is, Apostle Veronica Williams. Here with us, powerful woman of God who is a co-founder of Kingdom Now Ministries International with her husband. This woman is anointed. You need to know that. She is appointed. You need to know that. She's going to minister. We're going to dialogue. She flows in wholeness, spiritual identity, understanding authority, and releasing kingdom messages. That's how she flows. And she's a woman like me. We sisters. Amen. We sisters, Prophet. Amen. We sisters. Amen. She's VW, Amen. And I was VW for a long time. Amen. But we are certainly excited for what she's going to release. So, Prophet, thank you so much for being with us on tonight.
Oh, wow. It's my pleasure to be here to serve my gifts. I thank you so much for your invitation to the Empowerment Place, as well as Apostle and Benny Burrell for inviting me here. And it's an honor to do God's work. And I just love the name of the show, The Empowerment Place. And I pray that the Holy Spirit releases the empowerment mandate in the lives of those who have ears to hear, that they will be empowered tonight by this message. So we thank the Lord right now for all that he's about to do and what he's going to release. And I just surrender myself directly unto him that he may be the one that lead and guide us into this empowerment place. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So.
Well, I. You know, it really doesn't take much for me to get pumped up on those things that belongs to the Lord. And you were saying something about spiritual identity. And actually, that's going to be my topic tonight. And my topic tonight is what some the Holy Spirit had given me is the identity reset. And many of us are talking about reset. You know, everybody and, you know, in the apostolic community is talking about reset. And I'm like, oh, my Lord, you know, I know that when Jesus says it is finished, he reset us back to what our original mandate was in Genesis 1 and 26. And God had a plan for us because he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. He's talking about our identity right then and there.
Amen.
And, you know, even though we can't see God, but we know him by spirit. And that is the identity, the most effective identity that we have in this earth is our spiritual identity. So I thank you for bringing that out about our spiritual identity. And he has not only just given us the identity just in the spirit, but he has given us identity in both in the heavenly and earthly realms. You know, so we carry a dual citizenship both in the heavens and on the earth. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I thank
Amen.
You. I thank you that we are on one accord in that area. So, yes, if you don't mind me just going ahead and expounding on that.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Identity. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And it's like not only did he give us that identity here in the earth, but he told us that we are made in his image and likeness. And that means so much to us because not only he had the plan to say those things about us, but he went and he formed and fashioned us and shaped us in the identity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I know that it's really something that a lot of people don't understand or got the complete understanding. I'm not saying that I know it all, but when I looked at the identity, when he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and he was saying, let us. So what I said, well, Lord, who is us? He said, you know, the Father, his beloved Son, Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, we are a son of God, those that are the sons of God here on this earth, right? So, so we have the image of the Father, and we are sons. And the spirit that lives on the inside of us, you know, that they said absent from this body, which the spirit is absent, and, you know, that we'll be present and going back to our original hometown, which is in heaven. So I was like, okay, he formed and he fashioned us. And, you know, and even in Genesis 28, he said to be fruitful and multiply. He wanted us to occupy this land while we're here to do his our work in this atmosphere that we call the earth. And so it's like God only does things once. And I'm like, really? He does things once? Because what I mean by that is that out of one man, out of Adam, came Eve. He didn't have to make a lot of women or more women. And then out of Eve came a generation. You see what I'm saying? So it's like it's just one of those things. I can talk about Genesis all the time, but I want to get back to the identity. And it's like, why is this so important to me? It's because I believe what happened and how we lost our identity started in Genesis 3 and 4 when the enemy came and he messed with the mind of Eve. And that's what we're facing today, that people are trying to steal our identities, our true identities, and to belittle us and to beguile us and to push us out of who we really are. Amen.
And you say that, Prophet, that people are attempting to push us, but because of insecurities, because
yes.
of our diligence to seek the Father, because of our lacking when it comes to yielding to the Holy Spirit, often people don't have to do that. We do it ourselves because we don't know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We forget that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. We forget that we
yes.
were made in his image. So we began to try to conform to whatever trend is happening in the world.
Yes.
We think that we're supposed to look like them. I mean, we're in the world. We're not of the world. But it doesn't mean that I'm supposed to allow you to manipulate my mind that such in such a way, and even for me to manipulate my own mind, that I begin to do what the world sees as acceptable and when it's so very contrary to what it is God has spoken. So sometimes we don't even need the world to do that. We are lost. We're lost because we don't know who we are. And I say that because for many years, I knew God. I had a relationship with him, but I had no understanding of who I was. I had no understanding that he had an intent, an original intent for why he made Valerie and why he placed Valerie in the earth. I had no knowledge, and that's not an excuse because we have the ability to get knowledge. And the word says, if you want wisdom, ask for it. I could have gotten it, but I had become so comfortable in just being religious and doing things in a religious way that I wasn't being concerned about the relationship. And out of that, I was lost. So nobody had to jack my identity. I jacked it myself.
I do understand. And see, this world will discredit you, you know, and they will rob you of our true identity because of our flesh.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing everything that everybody else is doing. We have people that are called American idols. We want to be like them. We look so much to the world, but we don't look to the things and the original intent for God, for what he has for us on this earth. We want to be like everybody else, and there's times where we have stolen other people's identity because we wanted to be in their image and likeness. You know, we wanted to do what it looked like it was trendy, it looked like it was fun, it looked like, okay, I can identify with that person. But that's just the same thing that happened to Eve, you know.
Yeah.
When the enemy came and brought her and told her, had God said, he was there to discredit her, you know, her credibility of who she was, to change it. And when she received, when she even heard that word, see, the thing about the enemy, he's very crafty. He was working on her for a while. It wasn't just something that he did in one day. He had a relationship with her. He had an Adam was around. He was watching. He saw the relationship that was being formed between the, you know, the enemy and what he was trying to do. He could have stepped in. He was listening, you know, and that's what we do. We sit around and we wait and we see what we can identify with. We see what people say and we grab onto it because we don't know better. We don't know any better of who we are. So basically what I'm saying that the lost identity is a mind battle.
Amen.
We don't know who we are because we're battling our mind and we're trying to look like other people when we were supposed to go back to the original intent in Genesis 1 and 26, the plan of God is to make us in our, make us in his image and likeness. That right there is so empowering to me, that we are made in his image. What does that mean? After his likeness. What does that mean? You know, so those are the things that we have to question ourselves. How did we get this false identity? Why are we allowing
I mean, those are the questions that individually we have to confront. I am about empowerment. I mean, that's what I've been doing for several years. And I tell people all the time, you are the key to your own empowerment, which means you're going to have to take some responsibility to look inwardly to see what is allowing the outward things that you experience to move you. You have to recognize what it is that's taking place that would allow you to be influenced by external forces. And so, I mean, those are the questions. Why? What's taking place in you that you would allow yourself to be moved or manipulated by an external force? And you know, you talk about the enemy and how cunning the enemy is. A lot of times, I tell people this, your biggest enemy is your inner me, because you don't have an identity. So because of the words that have been planted, things that people have said about what you would be or wouldn't be and who you like and what all these things, and you allow those seeds to get in you, and they've just been there festering and sometimes coming to a place where manifestation is going to happen. And then there's the inward struggle with, do I understand what God wants, or do I listen to this voice that I've always listened to? So why? That's something I feel like we have to go inwardly and really allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. And that means sometimes there's some deliverance that has to take place. There's some healing that has to take place. Those things have to happen so that we can come to a place of reckoning, to really be able to hold and own our true identity.
So true, so true. It happened to me in my childhood. And I'm going to just say this. I had spiritual gifts at an early age, and I tried to tell somebody about it, but I didn't know the language for it. But I was trying to tell them what happened to me, and I shared it with them, and they told me, well, you have this and you have that. Well, how did you know that? So they said it. For example, I had a word of wisdom knowledge at an early age, and I would foresee, you know, things prophetically. And I would say, hey, you know what? I just dreamed this. This is what's going to happen next. I said, Grandmom's going to come in the door. She's going to say this, this, and this. And when it happened, they said, how did you know? It scared me so bad. They said, you have ESP. I'm like, I don't want ESP. I'm like, I'm a little kid. And it sounds something crazy because I saw somebody with a hat on, with a crystal ball, and I was like, I didn't want that. So I'm just saying, just by us not knowing the spiritual gifts, and I smothered mine because I did not want what was associated in my small mind of a crystal ball and, you know, and somebody with a turban on, you know, to say that's who I am. And so I smothered that. And so that was a part of my identity that I lost, because there was no one to teach me or tell me. No one spoke about the gifts that I had. So I'm just saying that there's so much things as far as identity can be stolen because of the battle of the mind or the religious mindset, I have to say it, that did not know. And they would use, you know, Christian cliches, you know, God knows, or, you know, just those type of things without any resolution.
Amen. 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 that resolution, that how do we come to a resolve? What do we do to rectify those who have had their identities disturbed? I think about LifeLock. We see the commercials often about people who have had their identities stolen, and people have used their social security number and accessed their accounts and taken money, and LifeLock says, we'll be able to notify you, and up to so and so much money, we'll be able to give back to you and do these things. But when we understand who the true LifeLock is, when we understand who the true LifeLock is, who can restore to us that which was lost, can restore to us and to give us a full understanding of who we are and what he intended when he made us. If we could get that, oh, my God. Whew, okay, all right. Glory.
Well, I love that. I love it. I love your why. And I keep asking myself why. But the thing about it is that who's talking about the true nature of who we are? Why they didn't tell us that we were kings and priests? How could you tell me that I'm seated in heavenly places and you don't tell me why am I seated in heavenly places? And everybody has told me that I have been no good or that I would never make it and that this is not going to happen for you because they're identity killers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're here to pull you down, because the minute that you try to rise up above what everybody else and then that insecurity, because you feel so, I'm speaking from, I feel so alone. It's almost like a prophet, for example. This is one of my situations. I was so ahead of time, and I come back, you know, this is what happened. I was so far ahead of time, you know, listening to what God had showed me. He had showed me prophetic pictures, you know, early on. And then, like I said, even in my childhood, and I would come back and tell somebody, and they look at me like I was crazy. Mm. And then after it comes to pass, you know, I forgot about it. And then, you know, I'm just saying there are people here that are not ready for what your next is. They're not ready for what it is to come. And they can't handle you, so they will push it down. And there are so many people that are being pushed down because people are not ready for the next. We can only live for now. We're looking at what's going on in, you know, in social media. We're looking at what the world is doing. And that's more tangible than what you're talking about right now, Veronica. That's more tangible. Mm-hmm. I need something tangible. So how do we get back to that? And the why is because we need to get back to our original intent,
mm-hmm.
our true identity, and to know that the finished work that Jesus did has reset us and brought us back to the same Adam that we was before the fall, and that we have those dominion. We have, you know, all of those things, and we have been reset. So we said, how, why? But now we have to teach this. We have to have the programs. We have to have the information. We have to have the teachings on how I've been reset to have dominion and how am I supposed to occupy in this time.
Amen.
Occupy.
Amen.
How do we reset? How do we get back to God's original intent, Jesus' finished work? When he went to the cross and said, it is finished, that was a reset right there. So now we got to go back to the beginning and say, hey, you have been justified. You're no longer like that anymore. So it's a mindset. A lot of people in their mind, it's already set that this is the way it's going to be, but no one told them about the reset. You're back to the original mandate of who God has called you to be, how he fashioned you, how he formed you, and how he have made us in his image and likeness. Why haven't we been told that we were little gods on the earth? Why haven't we been told that we was a son on the earth? You know, he said that creation is moaning for the manifestations of the Son of God. That is who we are. We are the sons of God. But if we don't get back to the understanding that we have been reset to our original, to God's original intent for us on this earth, we will go in that same cycle. And I don't want to be there 40 more years before somebody catch on to say, hey, I've been reset. I got this. And now I understand that I have been reset, that I have been justified. Oh, my God. I'm a king. I'm a son.
Yeah.
And I have the intent of my Father on the inside of me, and I will occupy the earth with his intent for my life. And I'm going to bring another one up. Oh, my.
Yes. As you're speaking, I thought about earlier today, I was with my youngest daughter at a flag football game, and I didn't want to go out to the field. I wanted to be there, but I didn't want to go to the field, and I sat in the car. And I was listening to some young men as they were preparing to play. And just their dialogue and the things that they were saying, I was like, oh, this is why I'm here. I had to hear this, and it triggered something in me because they were content with having no purpose. They were content, excited, because life was only, I'm going to smoke this blunt, I'm going to take this pill, I'm going to drink this right here, and then I'm going to go out and I'm going to win. What? When is that the recipe for success? And then, you know, I mean, everything was just so, they were speaking of how they wanted to live vicariously through someone that did something more than them. And then one said, yeah man, I'd be so mad, if I could come back home with $30,000 if I did that. And I'm saying to myself, $30,000 is no money. Why are you excited about $30,000? And I'm looking at these great, great minds, these men, young men with great potential, and they were lost. Their identity had been stripped, and they needed truth. And I began to ask myself and the Holy Governor, where do I go to get help for these guys? Who is it that will be able to speak into their lives that they will hear so that they can change? Because I know it's not me. I know it's not me. I could hear this, but now I need you to show me who I can get that can come back and deposit truth into these young men to get them from this place of being lost to knowing the truth about who they are. So this speaks to me, Prophet Veronica. This speaks to me.
Yes. So we have to win the lost, those that have lost their identity. Those that don't even understand that there's a battle in the mind, and that they're looking to the world and not to the true fathers and sons to the fathers that are on this earth to redirect them to their true identity and their true nature.
Yes, my God.
So our battle, and our resolution is there. We just need those that that are true fathers to step up. Because there was a mother and a father that was in the garden. And that one parent household can't do it by themselves. It's going to take two.
Amen.
And if there's no one there, we still need a fathering dimension in that child's life. Because that's what it started with in Genesis. Let us make man. Who said that? The father said that. He had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And his plan is not going to fall to the ground. Because we're waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God to stand up.
Amen. Amen. My God. We do have several callers on the line this evening. Amen. If there's a question or a comment that you have, you can press 1, and we can bring you live. Praise God. Praise God. All right, Father, stand up. Rise up. Get up. Get in place. I mean, and I say that, there's just so much. There's so much, Prophet Veronica. And, you know, we are blessed. We are blessed because being a part of KMA, we have a father. We have a spiritual father that speaks into our lives weekly. You know, that gives us insight and impartation. And along with having Apostle Julian, you have Apostle Perry, and I have Apostle Benny here that are men of God that speak into our lives and speak into the lives of our children and those that are around us. And so we are blessed. We are blessed. And what God is doing in and through us, we have that heart because we want others to receive. We want them to get what it is they need so that they can be renewed, that they can be transformed by the renewing of their mind.
Yes,
so that they truly do understand God's intent for their lives. I'm grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. Oh, my God, I'm grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful.
Wow. Well, this one, let me get this. We talk about the seven mountains. And the first and most important thing to me of all of those mountains is the mountain of family. And once we get our families together, all of those other mountains fall in place.
Amen.
And that's where I'm at. I'm for the family. That's my mountain.
Amen. 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 Yeah. Wholeness there will bring wholeness in every other area.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. 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 Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow,
yes.
We thank God, we thank God, we thank God, we thank God. Prophet Veronica, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you've released, amen, to ignite something in us. I think that in one way, shape, or form, all of us at one point in our lives have dealt with identity. In one way or another, we all have. But I'm grateful today, to say that I know who I am.
Amen.
I know who my
Thank
daddy
you,
is.
Yeah, right.
I know his intent when he made me. I know why I'm
yes.
here.
Yes.
I know why I'm here.
Amen.
I know
thank
why
you.
I'm here. I know why I'm here. God, I thank you. I know.
Thank you,
God. I know. I know. I know. And I bless God for you and your heart for the family. I thank God. I thank God. Because there is a work. There is a work for us to do to bring wholeness back into the families, to get fathers in their rightful places, to get mothers to understand who they are, even wives to understand who they are in the family, so that God's anointing can flow through it the way he intended. So, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. We're down to a couple minutes. Amen. If you want to give contact information, Prophet Veronica, and tell people a little bit more about your ministry, you and your husband, Kingdom Now Ministries International. And after you do that, if you don't mind praying us out, amen.
Amen. Well, I want to say thank you to each and every caller and Apostle Benny and Apostle Valerie Burrell for allowing me to come on the show. And the name of our ministry is Kingdom Now Ministries International. And our web address is thekingdomishere.com. And what we do, what I do is I have a teaching called Understanding Your Spiritual Power and Authority. And we have classes that we do for the School of the Supernatural. And we go through those courses, and we do supernatural understanding, discovering your spiritual power and authority, and also the kingdom of heaven versus the kingdom of darkness. Those are just some of them. So if you go to that page, you'll find all of that information, and we have classes. And what we do is that we go into the churches, and we teach, and we demonstrate the power of God. We have healing that goes on. So we do a lot of impartation. So you can, once again, it's called the Kingdom Here.com, and my name is Veronica William, and my husband is Pastor Perry Williams, and we just want to say thank you, and Father, we thank you for this time and this moment, for allowing us to go onto this airwaves to talk about your original mandate for every man that you have brought into this earth. So Father, we said we move back to our reset and to be empowered through our identity, our true identity through you, that your plan to make us in your image and likeness, Father, that we take and we own up to the image. And, Father, we occupy this land. And, Father, we ask that you bless all those that are in the air that is hearing this prayer tonight, Father, that they will be reset to their true identity and their true intent of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that lives and on the inside of each and every one of us. So God bless everyone, and you have a wonderful evening. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us tonight, those who are on the call and those in the chat room. I know that this word has empowered you, but as always at the Empowerment Place, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself, and after you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all. Good night.
Good night.